Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. Today's episode is all about hashtags. I hope you are ready to talk growth on social media. Hashtags are really a thing on basically every platform, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you know, TikTok. Everybody's using hashtags. I think that there is definitely a strategy in using them. Today, we're mainly going to talk a lot about Instagram and TikTok. That's what most of the examples will be about, because I think those are the two biggest where hashtags are actually playing a significant role in your growth. So the title of today's episode is "Your Hashtag Strategy Actually Stunting Your Growth?" And I guarantee it probably is for some people out there. And that's because we're not using hashtags the same way that we used to. The strategy has changed. So people ask all the time, how many do I use? What types of hashtags do I use? How many do I need for my business? I get millions of questions about hashtags from clients. So it used to be, you know, the more hashtags, the better. And even people would throw in like popular hashtags that had absolutely nothing to do with their post just because they were trying to get more visibility. And sorry, folks out there, that strategy's over because Instagram specifically got wise to that, and they realized that it basically was spamming up the feed. You know, so when you go and you search a hashtag, if you're searching, you know, hashtag healthy recipes, and all this other junk is coming up, it's annoying, right? Like, you're there looking for a healthy recipe and you're seeing like kids' clothing, you know, because people promoting kids' clothing are like, women are looking up healthy recipes. So I'm going to use hashtag healthy recipe to get my little kids' clothing line in front of all those moms out there trying to be healthy. I see where you're at. I see what you're doing. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying it's annoying when you're looking through a hashtag list and you're getting all this stuff that doesn't apply to what the hashtag is speaking to. So, you know, it used to be the more hashtags, the better. And now it's definitely not. So I'll start this off by telling you a little bit about how we develop hashtags for our clients. We first come up with our core list. So what does that mean? Our core list is, number one, a branded hashtag for our client. Usually this is something really simple. It's their name, you know. For, you know, a resort, it might be hashtag, you know, Hilton Sandestin, or, you know, whatever your property name is. The key is it has to be your property name, short and sweet. It can't be some long, you know, the Omni, you know, Scottsdale Resort Spa and Center, you know, like, that's too long for a hashtag. I mean, can you do it? Sure, you can, but ain't nobody remembering that, okay? It's got to be short and sweet. It kind of just needs to be like your nickname if you have a long brand. So that's the first part of our core list is our branded hashtags. I would usually say a business really doesn't need more than two, because if you really want people to utilize it, the more things you keep asking them to hashtag, you're kind of watering down your efforts. I'd really honestly tell people, like, go for one and like really brand the heck out of that hashtag. So all of that, all of the content is going underneath that hashtag for your regular forever hashtag is what I would say. You really try to keep it to one, maybe two. So first, we have that on there, the branded one. Second in our core list are niche or industry specific hashtags. So we have a functional medicine practice as a client. So it would, you know, we would look up functional medicine hashtags, or maybe it's just hashtag functional medicine, you know. So we develop several. For this, it can be a few more because this is more for searchability. It's not really branding yourself. So we look up and find several of the industry specific hashtags there. And that becomes our core list. So our branded ones and our industry specific ones. Okay. So we keep that on a list somewhere that we can refer back to and copy and paste that onto the end of our posts. But it doesn't stop there. So after we copy and paste those on the end of a post, we also add in post specific hashtags. So this is pretty easy. Like, what's in your picture? If it's a picture of a sunset, you know, start typing in hashtag sunset or sunset photos, or as soon as you start typing in hashtag sunset, it'll start to populate and show you the most popular hashtags for utilizing that word. And so then you can kind of be like, wow, there's like four hashtag sunset, sunset pics, sunset photos, sunsets of Instagram, whatever. You can kind of pick which post specific ones you want to do. So like for our coffee client, for, you know, they have a chocolate covered cherry cordial. I can't even say that word. Chocolate covered cherry cordial coffee. It's a flavored coffee. Yeah, it's addicting. No sugar, no carbs. But you know, like for that post, we would use something like hashtag with a cherry on top, you know, because that specifically relates to that post. It makes sense, right? So those are kind of the three components when we put together a hashtag, or when we're adding hashtags to the post that we're making for our clients. So you know, it's really, you know, people ask like, why is it important to use hashtags? Well, obviously it grows your following, and it's also a good way to brand and also to gather content from your clients, customers, you know, loyal guests, whoever you're speaking to. If they're posting stuff, they may not always tag you. They may not always do your location tag also. So how are you going to see their post, right? It's another way to organize posts and see what's floating out there about your brand. You know, I read into stuff like this all the time. I'm a total geek. I get all of these marketing and PR, social media newsletters and stuff. And I love reading on the current trends of, you know, what's happening. Because I mean, obviously, it's my job to stay informed about it. So I was recently reading an article by Hootsuite. Obviously, Hootsuite is legit. You know, they're definitely in the know on social media things. So I read this whole article on hashtags that came out. And they actually, you know, they break the hashtags down into 9 different types. And some of these kind of fall under what I was just talking about. But, you know, so think about your business right now. And as I go through each one of these, maybe this will spring an idea of some hashtags or some words you need to look up, okay? So number one is product or service hashtags. So these would be like basic things to describe, you know, like hashtag coffee or hashtag resort or hashtag handbag. You know, so product or service, that kind of goes into what I was saying about niche. You know, then they also mention niche, where that's like maybe what your industry is. Hashtag travel blogger, hashtag food blogger. They also have like, there's like communities, you know, like hashtag goldens of Instagram. I used to have a golden retriever. I love golden retrievers, and I follow hashtag goldens of Instagram because all I want to see are puppies in my newsfeed. Okay, thanks. But what kind of community could you intersect with? You know, like one of the ones they mentioned was gardeners of Instagram. Like if you're posting flowers, like get all up in there, gardeners of Instagram. It's like a community of people inside that hashtag. Also, the next one was special event or seasonal tags, like hashtag summer days, or, you know, all these national holidays like National Margarita Day. Those definitely get a lot of action. So that was the fourth one. The fifth one is location hashtags. So not just like, and we push this a lot too, we look underneath location hashtags. So this is different. This is not tagging your location somewhere. And, you know, like, let's say you're staying at the, you know, Omni Scottsdale. I'm going to be there next week for a big conference. So let's say you're staying at the Omni Scottsdale. So I would use their branded hashtag. I don't know what it is right now. Hashtag Omni Scottsdale. But then I could also use location hashtags like Scottsdale AZ or Paradise Valley, hashtag Paradise Valley AZ, hashtag Phoenix. There's all kinds of, you know, locations, or like hashtag Scottsdale brunch. You know, if I'm at brunch, Scottsdale brunch life, I guarantee there's probably that hashtag out there. Hopefully I'll have some brunch while I'm there. So location hashtags, also daily hashtags, you know, like Sunday fun day, thirsty Thursday. Some of those daily ones exist out there. Relevant phrases. This is another one. And that kind of speaks to what I said about with a cherry on top. That's kind of a relevant phrase. You know, also like the example that Hootsuite gave was she who wanders. So, you know, relevant phrases like little, but still, again, they have to be short. People who make these long hashtags, it's just like a waving a flag of like, hi, I'm clueless. I have no idea what I'm doing, which is OK. It's OK if you're clueless. But that's what the podcast is for, to help you not be clueless. Also, acronyms. Obviously, everybody loves an acronym. Outfit of the day, OOTD, YOLO, you only live once. What, you know, WTF. There, obviously, there's a bunch of those out there. And emoji hashtags. So I don't know how I feel about these. It kind of annoys me when it pops up, like, you know, hashtag beach days. And then there's like a little sun emoji at the end of it. I don't know. Do what you want with that one. But that was Hootsuite's 9 types of popular hashtags. So hopefully you know, each one of those, like maybe there's a way you can apply those into your business. Maybe that goes on your core list, or these are just things for you to think about to add on to your post, quote, post specific ones, like I mentioned. So I really encourage you to make your list of core hashtags. And then also add in some post-specific ones each time. But let's talk about the number, okay? This is really the biggest thing. You can go up to 30 hashtags on a regular post, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to. You can also put up to 10 hashtags on your stories. If you try to do more, it'll actually block you from posting. But yeah, 30 hashtags on a regular post and 10 on a story. Again, you don't have to do that many on every single one. You know, everybody has a different, depending on how many followers you have, how many hashtags should you use? There's all this kind of conversation happening out there. Like, people with bigger followings should use more hashtags. People with smaller followings should use less hashtags. I think you need to play with that, okay? Anybody who tells you that they know for sure is full of crap, because there's no one out there that knows for sure, except for maybe the people like on the inside of Instagram and TikTok, you know? But like any other marketer out there that tells you exactly, they know exactly what you need to do, that's garbage. A lot of this is just testing it, y'all. You gotta have the time and energy and resources to actually test these and pay attention. So I would say, you know, probably a number, you know, the most common number is between 1 and 3 on Instagram, which is like way smaller than it used to be. But I would say, you know, you don't want to go too aggressive with it, maybe 10 to 12, something like that. And I really encourage you to be strategic about how you post them so they don't junk up your post. First of all, if you just write out your post and then stick the hashtags like directly underneath it, that visually is messy. People don't read long paragraphs. And when they scroll and see that your caption is just long and messy, they float right by it. People do really well with bullet points and short, short ways of reading. And, you know, a lot of people write in long form on Instagram. That's okay. You know, if your post is really long, you know, that's fine, but break it up by doing line breaks and using like emojis to be your little bullet points. Okay. So then when you get to the bottom of your post, don't smack 30 hashtags down there. Do another line break. There's actually a few strategies here. A, you can do another line break and do some periods. I mean, I'm sure you guys see how people do this. They hit return on the end of their sentence. They hit return and then they type a period, hit return, type a period, hit return, type a period. So that does like a few line breaks down, down, down. Then paste your hashtags down there just so visually your copy looks really clean. Because I do think that determines, it plays a role in if people are reading it or not. Again, ain't nobody trying to read 26 paragraphs with all this messy hashtags all over it. You can also put them in the caption. I mean, sorry, if you don't want to do it in the caption, you can also do it in the comments. So as soon as you post your post, just paste, you know, like you're going to comment on the text down below, just paste the hashtags there. And that does work. So, you know, just make sure they are, you know, useful as long as it doesn't junk up what you're trying to convey to people, because ultimately you want them to read your message, you know. So hiding them on Instagram stories, that's kind of easier. Usually what I do is I just like, you know, type, like hit the A button, like I'm going to type text on top of the story and I start typing in the hashtags, and then I just use my pointer and my thumb to shrink it down really tiny, and just like drag it to the very, very tiny bottom corner or something like that. You can also just like put an emoji or a sticker on top of it if you want to do that. But that just helps, again, you know, you don't want it to distract people from what the image is or what the copy is that you're trying to actually convey to them on your post. So that's just an idea about hiding them on your stories. But yeah, I see a lot of people that aren't taking advantage of utilizing the hashtags for stories. And they do have like a when you go to stickers, like, or to the options for your story, like you can actually choose the hashtag option, or you can just do what I mentioned, like you're going to type in a bunch of stuff, like you're going to type in text, and you can just type in hashtags like that as well. So another good idea when you're looking for hashtags is maybe like check out what your competitors are doing. Do not copy them. That's tacky. But maybe just check out to see what hashtags they're using, and then you might stumble upon those hashtags. And I guarantee, like, it's kind of like going down a black hole. Once you find a hashtag that's relevant to your industry, go in there and start looking at the other posts that are on that hashtag. And I guarantee you're probably going to find even more inspiration there. So, and also, like, if, you know, look at the people who are following you and what they're posting about. And sometimes you'll see their hashtags, you know, obviously if they're passionate about your industry and they're posting about travel a lot, well, check out their hashtags and see what they're doing there. And there was actually recently a change about when you're searching for hashtags. If you want to go back a few episodes, we were talking about, I think the episode's named like 4 recent changes to Instagram. It was several weeks ago, but we talk about how when you search on Instagram for a hashtag, it used to be the top posts and the recent posts and reels. You had 3 little tabs you could choose from. Well, now Instagram did away with the recent tab. So now when you search for a hashtag, all you see are the most popular posts and the reels, which really annoyed me. So Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, please add the recent tab back. Because when we are doing contests, we get people to, we utilize hashtags to be able to see people's entry. You know, some people have private accounts and stuff, but if they use the hashtag, we can still see it in there. So we'll say, you know, somebody's going to win a 2-night stay at this resort, share your photo using hashtag whatever. And, you know, we'll pick one winner on Friday, you know, at noon. But now that they took away the recent one, I have to like go through and weed all, like, it's a bottomless pit. So I would really appreciate it, Mark Zuckerberg, if you could please add the recent hashtag back to Instagram so I can sort through it. I'd also, you know, while we're talking hashtags, it's really wise, just go follow some that are relevant for your industry. You know, or like me, like just follow ones that you like and content you want to see, right? I follow hashtag public relations, hashtag social media managers, but then I also follow like fun stuff like hashtag goldens of Instagram. You know, go out there and like, that's how you like craft your feed into being something that you really enjoy seeing rather than just whatever they populate for you. So here's something important to think about, you know, when you want to see if these hashtags are working for you, because we talked earlier about how to test it and whatnot. The biggest thing is for this, you have to have an Instagram business profile. So if you may want to check into your settings, you could have a personal profile, a creator profile, or a business profile. So when you look at a post, you can select the post and tap view insights on the bottom left. And then actually you can swipe through there and it's really insightful to see like how many people visited your profile from that post, how many people clicked to your website, that kind of thing. How many followers you got from that, what the reach was. But then down there, you'll see how many, it actually breaks it down from impressions. So for anyone who doesn't know what impressions is, that means views basically. That doesn't mean number of people, that means number of views. So it'll say impressions and then it like gives you a total number and then it'll break it down from home, from your profile, from hashtags. So here's how you test it. Post something with 12 hashtags, you know, and then in a few days, go back and look at the insights and see how many, you know, impressions you were getting from hashtags, okay? Then post something with 3 hashtags and then let a few days pass and then go back and check it, you know, that, and you can actually kind of test it that way. So it's really important, you know, to go through and actually like see what's working for you, because like I said, everybody's so different that you've really got to, you know, build a hashtag strategy. And also don't keep your core list the same, you know, as things grow and change, and every single post should have post specific hashtags on it. That is the most important key. Yes, you want to have a branded hashtag and you want to have an industry specific hashtag, but you got to get in there and do some post specific hashtags every time. And I just gave you 9 different categories, or Hoots, we gave you 9 different categories to go through and, you know, brainstorm about about which ones you can add to your posts. So also just keep in mind, you know, don't, there's hashtags that are like super spammy or overused. One thing that I thought was really valuable, I was listening to a podcast and they said that, you know, the hashtag that you use needs to have a similar following that you do. Okay. So if you've got a following of 2,000 people and you're trying to get on Outfit of the Day, that's got like 3 million hits. I don't even know how many it has, probably more than that. 50 million hits. Okay. You're probably not going to get much visibility there. So go for more hashtags that are within your reach, within that niche. Okay. Cause I do think that will actually help you, you know, especially now that the recent tab is gone. Sorry, I'm just obviously so annoyed by that. I'm going to bring it up like 10 times. Now that the recent tab is gone, you know, you've got to make it under top posts, or otherwise somebody, you know, they may never see your post because they've got to scroll so long. So just be mindful of the hashtags you're using. And also, you know, if other people are using them as well, obviously you cannot claim a hashtag. It's not private. Like there's no way you can own a hashtag, so other people can be using it. Here's a funny example. Our agency is based out of Destin, Florida, and nearby, like our sister city is Fort Walton Beach. A lot of locals use, we abbreviate that. That's a long name, you know, FWB. Like if you're texting somebody, you're like, oh, I'm an FWB right now. So we abbreviate like that all the time. There was a business that started using hashtag FWB And when we searched under it, we realized that people are also using that as an acronym for friends with benefits. So there was some kind of awkward stuff integrated in there with it. Not saying that you can't both use the hashtag, but just use it with caution. I mean, it wasn't super vulgar, but there was definitely some questionable stuff in there. So if you're going to use something like that as your branded hashtag for your company, you might want to take a peek in there and make sure that you're not tapping into some very interesting network or community of people. So really do some searching before you pick your branded hashtag. And then I encourage you to blast that hashtag everywhere. Put it on in your boutique, put it in your resort rooms, put it on the TVs, put it on the coasters, put it on your cups. If you want people to use it, you got to get it in front of them. And you don't even have to say, use this hashtag. People know it's like a given, you know, like when they see hashtag this, they know what that means. That's suggesting that they use that photo, that they use that hashtag when they share a photo. You don't even have to say anything else anymore. It's kind of like putting .com on the end of a website. I see ads all the time and billboards and stuff that still say www.blahblahblah.com. And I'm like, why are people even putting the www on anything anymore? Like, it's not necessary. The moment that we see .com on the end, like, hello, we know it's a website. Anyway, I digress. I could go on and on. I love being short and sweet. And when there's a way to, you know, cut things down, dropping off that www, dropping off, you post your photo using this, like, people got it. They know. Okay. Keep it short and sweet and give people one action item and they will take action. They'll be a lot more likely to take action if you're not asking them to use six different hashtags. So, I hope this has been really helpful for you. I'm probably going to have to do another Instagram hashtag episode in a few months because the strategy is always changing, y'all. But for now, that's the information. I hope this has been valuable for you in trying to navigate how to use hashtags, and hopefully you're not overdoing it. You're not getting on those spammy hashtags, and hashtags are used, you know, they're actually for your growth and not there to stunt you. So until next time, have a great day. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socialese, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.